Whenever an institution as entrenched as Albany takes a step toward inclusion, it matters. So today I wanted to introduce you to the first two women in history to lead the state's Joint Budget Committee hearings, which is the grinding four-week-long information and advocacy marathon that takes place after the governor delivers his budget proposal. Now, traditionally, these hearings are chaired by the heads of the Senate Finance Committee and the Assembly Ways and Means Committee. And until January 2016, when Senator Kathy Young was appointed to succeed John DeFrancisco, a woman had never held either position. Then, last year, after the retirement of longtime Assembly Ways and Means Chair Denny Farrell, Helene Weinstein was appointed by the Assembly. Now the two of them hold two of Albany's most important positions, and both of them join me today to talk about it. Welcome to the Capitol Press Room, Senator Kathy Young and Assemblymember Helene Weinstein. It's great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
So you have been doing this for a couple more years than Helene Weinstein, Kathy Young. So how has it been different for you working with a woman? You had worked with Denny Farrell. Has it changed how you listen to the testimony? Anything at all?
Well, first of all, I want to say how much I enjoy working with Helene, and she and I have known each other, believe it or not, for nearly 20 years now, because I served in the Assembly with her, obviously different sides of the aisle, but I've known her, and it has been a fantastic experience, I have to say, to work with her, because she's come up with some new ideas, innovative ideas as to how to run the hearings. We talk back and forth very well about what changes need to be made. And what we're looking to do is streamline the process, but make sure that we still get to the core of why we have hearings. And that's to, number one, have a full vetting of the governor's executive proposal. And we have had numerous people coming in to testify, as you know. And I like to ask a lot of questions because we need to hold, number one, people accountable. And number two, as legislators, we are going to be voting on this budget proposal, hopefully before March 1st. I think we will have an on-time budget. But when we do, we want to make sure that we understand every single element of the budget.
Right. And what you were saying before we were on the air, Helene Weinstein, is that these people come from a long ways away and they deserve the respect to be listened to and heard by you.
Well, one of the things we wanted to make sure this year, and it has been, Kathy and I do go back a ways, and we were friendly when she was in the Assembly. I think some of the women have more involvement and interaction across the aisles than our male colleagues.
So really?
So that worked a little bit better when we got together. But one of the things we wanted to make sure is that the last person who spoke at the hearing had the same amount of attention from the members as the first person who spoke at the hearing. One of the things we've done this year differently is we've asked people to send us our testimony 24 hours in advance so that we can review it. And that way they can, instead of sitting there and just reading page 1 through 5 or 1 through 10, they could summarize their testimony, and we've been having a little bit better interaction, I think, than some prior years.
On paper, the two of you are very different. Senator Young is an upstate Republican who represents the far western corner of the state. You grew up on a rural farm, I believe.
Yes.
Assemblymember Weinstein is a downstate Democrat who represents a part of Brooklyn where I think dozens of languages are spoken. Helene Weinstein, do you think the two of you have different worldviews, and how is that evident during these hearings?
We may have a little bit of different views, but actually, when I was a child, my grandparents had a chicken farm in New Jersey, so maybe our beginnings weren't all that different. You know, I do represent a very urban area with lots of immigrant population, and a very middle class community. But I think there are issues that we each are very passionate about, and over the years have been advocates on that side. So it's a good match to have a little diversity running the hearings.
I agree with that. And there are some issues that transcend everything, no matter where you come from the state. We want to have more job opportunities. For example, we want to have the best education system possible. We want to protect people's health. And those are things that Helene and I agree on very much. So, yes, we do come from different political views, different philosophical views. But at the end of the day, we know that we have to work together to help every New Yorker have the opportunity to succeed. And so that's at the top of her agenda. I know it's at the top of my agenda. And no, we don't always agree on everything. That's true. Yeah. And you know what? It would be it wouldn't be a democracy if everyone agreed on everything, obviously. So I think a little debate is healthy. And oftentimes we hammer out a solution that is better than either side had at the beginning, because you have to compromise at certain points.
This is a tough question. But last week, at the very end of a long day and night, after many days of long days and nights of testimony, the very last people to testify were victims of child sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. And one woman told this horrible story mm-hmm. about being raped repeatedly by her step-grandfather. And she thanked you, Kathy Young, for listening to her. But your conference has not brought the issue up for a vote, at least in the past. How did you feel at that moment?
Well, first of all, it's heartrending to hear all of these stories. And I've worked with victims, families, and victims over the years quite extensively, whether it's the family members of murder victims, people who have experienced sexual assault. So it's always helpful for us to hear firsthand from people who have had real life experiences. And my heart goes out to those victims. Obviously, the Child Victims Act, again, is on the front burner, and we'll be having more discussions in our conference as we move forward.
So when you are on the front lines, you're listening to people who have had firsthand experience with this. In conference, do you feel a responsibility towards them to sort of advocate on their behalf?
Look, I think that a lot of our members have been staunch advocates for sexual assault victims. And our conference has a great record in child sex abuse laws that have been passed. You know, Megan's Law that came out of our conference. So we have a long, long history of helping victims, protecting victims. This is an issue that, as I said, has come to the forefront again. And we'll be looking at it, considering what to do.
Helene Weinstein, we come to these hearings with a certain set of positions. I'm hoping that you can give me an example of something you've heard during your testimony that has challenged your longstanding belief or a position that you've held.
I'm not sure so much in challenging position, but really bringing some detail to some of the issues. Just yesterday, we were hearing about Raise the Age and the preparations in the communities, and I had been very involved with a number of legislators as we negotiated that legislation last year as part of the budget. And I think sometimes you lose sight when you negotiate laws, how they actually get implemented, and the people on the ground that have to work with what we did. And what we heard from a number of people said that the communities aren't yet ready for the law to take effect October 1st. And I think that that really is a wake-up call to the legislature that is part of this budget.
So for the two of you, I mean, these hearings include really emotional stories about deep wells of need and terrible instances of injustice. How do you deal with that day after day, that war that probably, I would imagine, goes on in your mind between sympathy and practicality, that tug of war? Like, there's only so much money.
Right. It's sometimes you feel like you want to just pull out your checkbook and just write a check, you know, to help an organization that is just, you know, failing. But that's really the challenge that we're going to face. There's tremendous need in the state, but there's limited resources, and our job is to try and balance those two to make sure that all New Yorkers, whether they're children at school, the young people that are now going to be part of the changes in Raise the Age, that everybody, whether it's farmer upstate that's struggling, everybody has the opportunity they deserve.
What about you, Kathy Young?
You know, so we are hearing a lot of testimony, and I agree with Assemblywoman Weinstein in saying that we learn so much from the advocates that come in, because the governor's put out his proposal and the commissioners have to defend it. But then you hear from the groups who come in, and they tell us things like what the Assemblywoman was speaking of as far as raise the age, but it's all across the board because they're on the front lines every day trying to deliver services, trying to execute programs, whatever it may be. And that's why, you know, sometimes people, I had a reporter say to me the other day, why do you have these hearings? They go on forever. And, you know, don't you get tired of it? And you know what? I learn something every single day when we have a hearing. And I think it's transparent, it's accountable government, and we need to continue to have those and hear from New Yorkers who actually are living these particular issues every single day.
The two of you are very powerful lawmakers, but you're not in the room when the budget is being made. Has this been frustrating to you in the past?
Well, you know, I think we have different systems, and Helene uh-huh. can speak to how the Assembly handles it, but I know that there is member input uh-huh. on the Assembly side. In the Senate, we have subcommittees, and we split into groups, and each subcommittee works on a particular topic area, whether it's health, education, mental health, and so on. And then we come up with our One House budget resolution. So it's very, very member-driven, and we talk about it when we get together. It's called conference, as you know. When we get together, we really examine every single issue, and then we basically let the leader know where we want to go as a conference in the final budget.
You've held 9 hearings so far. Considering everything you've heard, Helene Weinstein, what would you like the 4 men who will be negotiating the budget package to remember?
It's about people, and as the senator said, as we do the budget, just we have so many more assembly members than senators, we meet, we take guidance from our committee chairs, and we put together a budget proposal, and then we send our leader to negotiate.
Well, this has been illuminating. We've been speaking with the two women who preside over the Joint Legislative Budget Committee hearings. Senator Kathy Young is the chair of the Senate Finance Committee. Assemblymember Helene Weinstein is chair of the Assembly Ways and Means Committee. It's the first time two women have ever been in charge of these committee hearings. I want to thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.